Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish.
He joins us on the line. Good morning, Jono.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks for those sentiments, Sam.
No worries. Talk us through, what I guess, not just the last 5 years. I want to talk about, you know, more recently, because you've started training again. We believe you've started full training. How close are you to playing again in the NEAFL?
Yeah, the last sort of 12 months has been really good, really positive for me. I had a traditional reconstruction in May last year, and everything since then's gone really well, which is a bit different from the last probably 3 years before that. So yeah, the last couple of months I've come along really well, and yeah, I've started training, and probably only, you know, 4 to 6 weeks away from joining back in the NEAFL, which is something that, you know, a few years ago I probably would have thought was almost impossible, but it's getting closer now, and I'm really excited.
Alex, it's Bob Murphy here, mate. Well done on getting yourself back into full training. I know how difficult that might have been. I can only imagine. I just want to, if you can give us the listeners and us in here, just a quick sort of snapshot of like exactly how many operations and the complications you had, and also can you take us into your world of, I mean, footballers are inherently more comfortable as part of the pack, and when you're in rehab, there is a certain type of loneliness that comes with that. Can you kind of give us some insight into how many operations and setbacks and kind of describe that feeling you went through?
Yeah, no worries. Oh, firstly, congrats on the 300 this week, Bob.
Thanks, mate.
No worries. So as Sam said, I had my first ACL rupture in 2013, and then from there I just had a traditional reconstruction, and then, things went pear-shaped, I suppose. I had different complications around the knee, and since then I've had 12 operations on my left knee. So it's five reconstructions and seven sort of arthroscopes, bone grafts, I suppose. It's been a really long journey. As you said, footballers are most comfortable when they are playing and they're part of the group and training every week. But I've spent a lot of time on my own, you know, in the dungeon, you know, working hard by myself and that type of thing. So at times it has been really lonely and that type of thing, but I've always had my goal, you know, firmly set on returning to AFL, and that's always been at the forefront of my mind. And, you know, the fact that it's finally sort of getting closer and hopefully looking like it'll happen this year.
And Alex, good morning. It's Tim here. The Swans have stuck by you. During that period of time, you must have come in and out of contract about 5 times as well, and you've had to renegotiate contracts throughout that period of time. How are those conversations gone?
Yeah, look, I've been, you know, so lucky. I think I've been quoted before saying that if I was involved in another organisation, you know, it might not have panned out this way. But the amount of support and faith that the Swans have shown in me has been huge. And yeah, as you said, I've come out of contract a few times over this period, but they've never once hesitated to give me another crack at it. And you know, they've always been behind me in terms of looking to get me back and let me fulfil my dream.
Speaking of Sydney Swans, Alex Johnson, after 5 recos, only 4 to 6 weeks away from resuming in the NEAFL, which is would nearly be, the apart from Bob's 300th, the greatest story of the year. Tell me this, Alex, you must have given up at some stage. You must have said, "That's it, I'm not playing. I've had 2 recos, I've had 3 recos, I've had 4. 4's enough." But I mean, did it happen? And how did you get yourself back up?
I don't think I've really thought, yeah, this is it, I'll give up. I mean, I had a period of time where I went and saw different surgeons, and, you know, 3 or 4 told me that, you know, it's probably not going to work out and I probably should give it away. You know, I've had other instances where I've been sort of rushed off because my knee wasn't in great shape, and there was thought that, you know, an infection could take over and really cause some damage. But in terms of ever really throwing the towel, it's never been something that I've entertained the thought of too much. I've always tried to just keep as positive as I possibly can. You know, in saying that, you when you're sitting in the dungeon, you know, in the depths of the SCG on a bike by yourself or something, you think, you know, is this really all worth it? But yeah, just having the goal of returning and that feeling of playing AFL and, you know, hopefully tasting success again has always been the biggest driving factor for me. And, you know, that's what I've kept my sights on.
Do you have a psychologist? Have you consulted someone to help you with the mental side of it?
No, look, I haven't really. I've dealt with it myself a lot. You know, my support network around me, that's been my go-to. I haven't felt necessarily inclined to go and see someone else and, you know, get them to help me. It's always just been, you know, from within that I've driven myself.
Alex, the last time you played footy, you're winning a premiership, and I'm not sure a lot of people remember this. You were basically the best player on the ground up to half time. I mean, what do you remember about the last time you stepped out into a ground and played AFL footy?
Yeah, look, it seems like an absolute lifetime ago, but I think that's something that's given me a lot of confidence as well, that I know I can, you know, play the highest level, you know, and match it with the best guys. So, you know, I have full confidence in myself that when I do get back, I'll, you know, obviously it'll take some time to get back into the groove of things and back into the game, but I feel that I definitely have the skill set and the ability to get back there and match it with those guys again. In terms of memories from the 2012 grand final, you know, it's a bit of a blur. It was an unbelievable day, and you know, it was everything that I expected it would be, and more really. It was amazing. So I'd do anything to get back and play in the last day of September again.
Mate, it's great to read about the fact today that you're not that far away and to be able to get you on the line and have a chat. And it does remind us of the turmoil that you've been through, but also the strength and the resilience. And it'll be a great story. Not if, but when you do come back and play that game for Sydney. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, no worries. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish. Weekdays from 6 on 1116 SEN.